had 9 kids, and I videotaped, I audiotaped them first and then videotaped them once every week for a year, and then transcribed all of these things that they'd said. It's completely insane project. But it taught me more than anything that I did before or since, because I was actually there, you know, every week, and the moms were lovely and very happy to have me, and I was kind of, now, of course, since I'd raised 6 kids, I've been the oldest of 6 kids, so I'd done a lot of child raising. I was always interested in kids. But it was a great opportunity to actually track development over time. I mean, again, the way that the great Piagetian ideas really came from either him or probably his Madame Piaget more, just having this kind of immersive tracking of what kids were doing. So it was it was a fantastic educational experience. When I arrived, I was coming from this program in McGill. I was an absolutely ferocious nativist, and I thought what was going to happen was that I would be recording these kids and I would find the language of thought, so that the kids would be talking basically in the language of thought, that you could find what the innate conceptual structure of the kids was by looking at their early words. That was the project. Maybe the second or third day that I was there, I met Andy Meltzoff. We had a big room at the end of Jerry's lab corridor where all the graduate students were. And we both remember we went to have lunchtime at noon. And then we both looked up and we realized that it was dark and we'd been talking for the last 6 hours without realizing that we'd been talking for 6 hours. Andy and I both also remember that at one point in the midst of this conversation, I said very loudly and authoritatively, "I'm married, you know." And part of that conversation was, I said, you know, since I'm a Chomskyan, I hadn't read Piaget at that point. And I didn't, well, I guess I had read Piaget in, you know, in passing in my developmental psychology class, but I didn't think there was very much that you could learn from Piaget. I was a Chomskyan. And Andy said, "No, I think actually Piaget is pretty interesting," even though, of course, Andy was about to do this great nativist refutation of Piaget. He said, "I think you should read Piaget," which I started to, not just the summary in the textbooks. And when I went to look at the kids, what they were doing fit the Piagetian picture much better than the Chomskyan picture. Nothing that they said conceptually fit anything that I would have thought of as an innate language of thought. Instead, it seemed like everything they were saying was much more idiosyncratic and strange and, well, not idiosyncratic because it was very consistent across kids, but much, much more different from adult conceptual structure than you would have thought. I was also reading Quine and other philosophers, Putnam, who were arguing for this kind of idea that semantic structure in particular kept being revisable. But it was striking. It really changed my mind about what I was going to find with the kids. I was really converted by actually having that time spent really intimately over a long time with them.